feel this is the best time?
Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
That's right, we're in here with Benjamin Zambo. He just tripped out because he's usually the one that podcasts this. So now you're inside the very thing.
Yeah, I didn't really truly freak out until I heard the sting and I recognized all those asthma audio. It is a great intro.
It's a bit of fun, isn't it?
Asthmatic.
Rattlesnake.
Now,
there's a lot of things that sound like vinyl, turns out.
You know? Ben Zambo. We have to say we admire your work. Lots of BFM listeners would be familiar with the stuff that you've created if they follow any of our
visual
social
content.
Media.
Any of the visual content, really.
You've filmed lots of occasions, you've filmed lots of bands, you do Out on the Freak. You've done content for some of the brands we work with. So it's quite impressive what you've managed to get under your belt.
I just like hanging around.
So
you have a particular set of skills.
This is it. Being present.
Yeah, that's half the battle at BFM. Mm-hmm.
In a roundabout way, this is a nice way for us to recognise what you've done and what you do up at BFM and say thank you.
But also just trying to figure you out. Yeah. You're a hard nut to crack, mate. Well, now you've brought some music up with us, so we get a window into your soul now.
I'm a bit reluctant, but I was willing to take the plunge.
Good on you.
Because I don't know how universal my music taste will come across, but I do like loads of stuff.
BFM
I like
listeners
everything
are vast,
I hear on
though.
BFM.
That's right. Mm-hmm. BFM listeners are vast and very musically accomplished. You'll be surprised. What are you going to go right off the bat with? What are you going to start this segment off with, mate?
I was going to start off. Well, first off, I'm going to preface this by saying I like 60s music.
Okay. Great era.
Yeah, great era. I can't really say why exactly, but I mean, I'm kind of obsessed with the period in general,
mm-hmm.
music and film especially, and whatnot, politics.
Do you have any vintage gear?
Interesting.
Any vintage film gear?
I have a couple of one or two vintage Canon lenses from the 60s, actually. They're just hunks of glass. They're useless because you need the right adapters, but someday I might use them.
I've got a Super 8 camera you can have, actually. I don't really want it. That's true. I do.
So, sorry, where did we get to with this first tune that you played?
First tune is a little bit of lounge exotica, which is a great, nice place to start. You can't really go wrong with it. The song is called Tenderly. It's very sweet. It's a kind of a standard.
All right.
Thank you.
Ben Zambo in the house selecting. Now, who was that, Ben?
Oh, God, you're putting me on the spot because I just told you I don't know how to quite say this name of this artist. It's an exotica kind of composer.
Just have a go.
Los Admiradores.
That sounds perfect to me, actually, mate.
Admiradores.
How did you come across that?
Real groovy. I like just... They've got plenty of good stuff, you know, like Enoch Light and Don Rauch.
Is this where would I find this sort of stuff at Real Groovy?
In the bargain bins mostly.
Okay.
But there is a section for lounge exotica. There's not much and it's usually quite expensive.
Yes.
But Martin Denny, you find some there, you know, classic kind of orientalist kind of shifty but still kind of fun.
Okay, this sounds like a little rabbit hole that I need to go down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. People are crazy about this sort of stuff. It's just a lot of fun, I think. I mean, it's music designed, in a sense, to just chill out to in the lounge. So it's very relaxing and low pressure, I guess.
Sweet. Now, what's the next song that we've got lined up?
The next song is by Unit 4 Plus 2, who I just came across recently. But they, their notable song, I suppose, is Concrete and Clay, which has been covered by a couple different artists, including Gary Lewis and the Playboys, which is one of my favorite bands of the moment, which is how I got onto them. But that's not important. This song is called Cross a Million Mountains, and it's just a good time. It's a good folk rock kind of jam.
Okay, let's hear it. Once more, Ben, what was that?
That was Cross a Million Mountains by Unit 4 Plus 2.
Okay, very, very nice. I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying this little bit of 60s... hang on, the mic just unplugged. The 60s vibe that we've got in here. Got going on.
Well, this next one might be a bit more, I suppose, challenging, but I'm sure you'll... I mean, I really like it, so I'm sure you'll... You'll like it too, but it is a kind of teen idol, male teen idol, although we will hear a female teen idol as well.
Okay.
One of my favorites. But Brian Hyland is one of the many kind of young Italian look kind of... he's famous for his song, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
Okay.
You know, which you've
heard. Was a tune like that just the standard that got shared around lots of artists, or is it something that
I think it was him originally. I might just be confused, but I believe it was.
Okay.
Or you questioning?
No, I'm just curious. You know, like, it's... You know,
definitely, yeah.
Like Louie Louie or something like that. Oh. I would imagine that, you know, like a song like that, which is very famous, might have been covered lots and lots of times. But I don't know. I'm not sure.
Or maybe it was Barbra Streisand.
Who knows?
He's also known for Sealed With A Kiss.
Okay.
Which is another great song. But this song that we're going to hear is Ginny Come Lately. Ginny Comes Lately, which is... it is Ginny Come Lately. It's just a song about a boy and a girl.
Okay.
What more could you want, you know?
Let's do it. Oh, hang on. Let me just pause that there. Sound like the one?
Yeah.
You just a couple of days ago. I only met you and I want your loving soul. Ginny come lately, sweet, sweet as can be. You may have come lately, but Ginny. Sunlight in your hair, your soft, soft silhouette to know I'd always care. Ginny come lately, sweet, sweet as can be. You may have come lately, but Ginny come lately. I only met you just a couple of days ago, and oh, my love for you has no more room to grow. Ginny, come lately, my dream come true.
In the midst of What's Cooking with Ben Zambo, video extraordinaire here at BFM, selecting your favourite songs or some of your finer selections. Have you got anything in the headphones there, Zambo?
Oh, I can just hear something quietly playing in the background.
Okay, cool. How's that? Sorted?
Yeah.
Now, so you were just saying off air that your first experience of a record player was something that your brother found on the side of the road.
Yeah, and brought home in a shopping cart, and it lasted only one night.
It brought home
it
in a shopping cart. So you mean like a shopping cart from a supermarket?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we returned it.
All right.
I'm sure we did. We're not that sort of.
It lasted one night, but it was enough for you to be inspired to get yourself a turntable?
Yes. We had to get one off Trade Me after playing around with it and realizing how much fun it was. And my grandma had some records, which were my first kind of collection. And now I just pop off when I have time and get more when I can. But it's great either way just to find interesting stuff that you don't know about before, you know?
Yeah, go for a bit of a browse.
Just like listening to the radio.
Yeah, of course, of course. Cool. And did you have something more, a bit more of a story about that artist? Or?
Oh, well, I got into Brian Hyland because I broke up with someone and I was feeling sad, and I still like those kind of dreamy teen idol country-esque artists when you're feeling down. I think they're sing right to the soul.
Yeah, nice. Now, who's next? We've got two more artists. We've got Jan and Dean.
Yeah, Jan and Dean, friends of the Beach Boys. Beach Boys are probably my favorite band, but we're not going to play any Beach Boys today because I'm kind of over them. Yep. But Jan and Dean are great. They do lots of novelty songs, like Little Old Lady from Pasadena, which is fun, about like little old grandma who owns a hot rod and drives around tearing up the road and whatnot. Yeah. But this is kind of more of a serious song about high school sweethearts, you know, kind of a lovey theme, but that's what you get when you listen to music from the 60s. It's called It's As Easy As 1, 2, 3.
Tomorrow's the last day and our school is due. Tomorrow's the last day.
Now, once more, Ben, who was that?
That was Jan and Dean, although it's not quite a normal Jan and Dean song since it's mostly two guys harmonizing, Jan and Dean. And that's got a female co-lead in it, which is, I don't know who it is, but they're great together.
Excellent.
It's a lovely little song.
Now, you've got one more in the bank for us.
Yeah. I think Leslie Gore is amazing. And the word, I think it's almost a perfect pop song, this song. I don't know why more people don't talk about it, because I think it's just so... It's 2 minutes of unadulterated joy. Leslie Gore, produced by Quincy Jones in his first big hit. So you can kind of hear the sassy, fun, awesome, big band kind of influence. But it's still just like really just clean produced. And Leslie Gore is a cool person. I think she's really cool.
Excellent. Well, hey, well, thank
I'm
you.
Sorry.
Thank you very much for joining us, Ben. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you up for What's Cooking. And if people want to keep an eye out for you around the BFM traps, so just keep an eye out for the videos that sort of pop up.
Yeah, I'm usually not behind the microphone. I'm behind the camera.
Okay.
So.
Correct. Hey, Leslie Gore. So this is a Quincy Jones' first number one hit. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Can we hear the potential? Is his first big artist
cool,
producing.
Let's go.
Looks at her, look at the way he smiles. I remember when he was mine. I remember when things were fine. Oh, look at the way he looks at her now. Isn't that the look of love? Look at the way.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.